This is seriously one of the best times to invest right now. Why? Because there are many people that are scared. If you let just that one thing stop you from taking advantage of it all, you will miss out. Because the funny thing is, there's a lot of gun-shy people, so it left the opportunity open for me to step in. There is millions to be made, and either you're going to be that person or you're going to be the person living in fear that'll say, I wish I would have done this again.
Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old, but he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. That's right. Financial advisors suck. That's why I'm the anti. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for joining us because this show is for you and it's about you. You've struggled so hard. You're so sick and tired of being sick and tired. Although you make good money, you're wondering where it's all going. Although you might make good money, still you wonder, is this it? What if? You know, how can I have enough money coming in where I'm work optional? I work because I want to, not because I have to. That kind of thing where you don't just get rich, you can live a rich life because as you're blessed financially, you now have a greater capacity to have a life of purpose and meaning, a life that can bless the lives of those around you and create that ripple effect. That is the purpose of this show today. That's why I'm here to create a ripple effect through you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for binging and sharing. And thank you again, guys. Like, man, it's so incredible to know that so many of you are tuning in and not only you're tuning in, but you're doing something with your life that you see results. That makes me feel good because now I know that what I'm doing in this podcast means something. I have to give you guys a big shout out for that because without you, not just listening, but then also taking action on this stuff, that's exactly why I'm thrilled to do this today. So thank you so much for today. Hey guys, if you've been curious about infinite banking, you might have been hearing about it. We have what's called max ROI infinite banking. What's the difference? The difference is exactly what it says. You get a max ROI on it. Better than wasting money, thousands and thousands of dollars with other types of plans and policies out there that actually just rip you off in unnecessary fees and insurance costs. Go check that out on moneyripples.com. Lots of great education on that. You'll even see how some of our people have saved literally thousands of dollars a year, if not millions over 20 years, just by doing this right. It's not about doing an infinite banking policy. It's about doing the right kind. Go and check that out now. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income from making at least double digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually earn double digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly. And you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. So guys, if you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com. All right, so guys, I'm going to be kind of short and sweet with this, partly because I have a time constraint on the back end of when I'm recording this, but also because I really just want to drive home just something that's been on my mind lately because there have been so many of you guys reaching out. Many of you guys have been seeing the benefits of this. And again, it's not just about us, right? Like I know that there's other ways you can do it. I do know this. Nobody does better than what we do when it comes to passive investing, especially helping guide clients on that front without being investment advisors, as well as on the infinite banking side, which I just mentioned earlier. But one thing I'm noticing is that this is seriously one of the best times to invest right now. I think the one problem you might have, the scarcity you might be creating instead, is that you probably don't have enough money to do it all. You know, is to be able to choose all the opportunities right now. Now, are there opportunities that are not so good right now? Yeah, absolutely. There's always, there's always cycles. There's always an ebb and flow. For example, apartment investing has not been great lately. There's no secret about that. For the last 2 years, hasn't been great, and I haven't been talking a lot about it, even though there's still the random, rare opportunities where it could be good. But for the most part, I'm not talking about that. But what I have been seeing and what a lot of our clients are realizing is that this is one of the best times to invest right now. Why? Because there are many people that are scared. They're scared to do anything. Right now, we've got over, for the first time in history, we've got over $1 trillion sitting in just money markets. making that, I mean, making at least a return, but piddly compared to what they could be making. No more time in history have we seen so much money in the market on the sidelines. Now, this could be good for the stock market, right? Because if people have faith in the stock market, it could drive up the market to be way overvalued to the point where eventually it can come crashing and then people start ripping money right out of it. And that's also bad too, because that could cause the crash more, right? There's always an overcorrection whenever there's a correction. But that also means for people like you, maybe you've got money sitting on the sidelines. I bet you there's probably a few reasons. And if you're scared to invest right now, I think there are probably a few reasons for this. Number one, you don't quite feel like you're comfortable because you don't quite have the knowledge. You're not sure where to turn. You're not sure really where to invest or how to invest. Or you've maybe even heard in the media and news that maybe now's a bad time to invest. Like even like real estate investing. You might think, well, it's not quite the time yet. Just like you said, Chris, apartment investing is not quite the time. You don't think there's more investments than just apartments? There's a lot more. Like I said, there's more opportunities right now than even I have money for. And then probably almost any of our clients, right? Because it is so much opportunity. So it might be you're just scared because everybody else is scared. Guess what? Great time to invest because you're not competing with everybody else. What do you think will happen when everybody starts to say, you know what? I think now's the time. It sounds good. It's usually after the money has been made, right? Same thing with stock market, same thing with Bitcoin. Everybody's talking about getting back into Bitcoin now because now, you know, at least when I'm recording this, it's gotten over $70,000. This has got to be it. But there's even people in the crypto space in Bitcoin saying it's too high. It went up too high, too fast. Beware. And so they're even like doing other types of crypto rather than Bitcoin. But of course, Bitcoin gets all the attention. And what do people want to do? Invest in Bitcoin. And that's exactly when you lose. Remember, and I've taught this many times on this podcast, the best investments are the ones that people tell you not to invest in right now. And I don't mean just like people like myself, because I'm already contrarian, right? And I'm not just contrarian for sake of contrarian, because if there's something that's good, I'm going to say it. Heck, even Dave Ramsey, yes, you know, watching your money, budgeting it and stuff, that's a good thing. I agreed with Dave Ramsey, and that's a popular thing. That's mainstream, you bet, because it makes sense. But I'm being contrarian when it comes to investing, because when everybody talks about an investment, it's usually after they've already made a lot of money, and it's after finally the news picks up on it. It's too late, or it's already in process. It doesn't mean it's always too late, but it might just mean that the big growth that you could have is gone. Guess what? We're there again right now. And I'm even recording this a few weeks ago. So right now is still a few weeks ago. So it's even more now than now. I'm confusing myself with these nows, but it's now is definitely a great time because people aren't competing with you. In the real estate space, people are still telling you it's a bad time and that things shouldn't go up. Do you know that 2023, the average market in across the United States, and of course there's different varying markets, but the average market still appreciated 5%. Do you remember when every financial institution was saying that real estate would depreciate in 2023? You remember that? Guess what? It didn't. What makes you think that's going to happen in 2024? And by the way, we don't even bank on appreciation. It's like gravy when you get appreciation, just so you know. So we're already hearing this. One, either you're somebody who's like, you've been hearing the media, you've been hearing other people talk, and you're just waiting for the right time. What if that right time is now? Because by the time you hear it's the right time, it's not. Secondly, and this is one that I know affects you guys for some of you on a much deeper level, is that you've been burned. You've gotten into investments in the last few years. You've been doing this. You've been taking action like I talk about, but you've been taking action and you got into deals that didn't pan out. And you're now questioning everything. You're starting to wonder if there's any place that's safe. You're starting to wonder if anything that I even talk about is going to be good, right? Because it's got to be bad. And you might even be following certain people where almost everything fell apart. I know there's certain groups out there, and I won't mention names, but there are groups. I know there's one guy that's a financial advisor, used to be a dentist. That guy, almost everything he talked about doing is gone south, right? There's another guy that I know that's he's a podcaster in the space. He works with a lot of doctors and dentists and things like that. And he's had tons of deals go south. You know, and I know other people in the podcasting space, or they have their own groups, their own little masterminds, and they have their own little groups where they say, oh, we're going to refer you out to these people, and here's the people we recommend. But they only recommend them because they were getting paid. But unfortunately, those companies doesn't mean that they're the best people for you, and it doesn't mean that your money's guaranteed. So the one person that got paid was the person promoting them, but not you. And that's why you're going to see more and more people getting sued for that very reason. This is one reason, by the way, that I don't ask for compensation from the people that our clients get connected to for those investment deals, because that's just you might as well be a financial advisor, right? Let's be honest. You might as well be somebody who's paid on commission and you're being paid to be a broker which that's a whole nother legal issue in and of itself. That's why we stay away from that. That's why we, when with our clients, when we work with them, we charge consulting fees just so that we know that we're working for you versus working for the people that we're trying to refer you to. Just because, hey, we give you a little break on the price because we get paid on the back end. That's, guys, that you can never trust that advice because you can never know if their intent is pure. So be careful, be watchful. So you might be the person that maybe you were in one of those groups. Maybe you've invested in certain types of, you know, programs or investment schemes or whatever it might be, and it went south. And you're starting to question not just the investment, but you're questioning your own judgment. You're starting to wonder, am I a bad pick of character or investments? Maybe I'm not that good. And you know what? It's a common thing if you're, you know, really, I'd call it like an amateur investor, right? You just got started. You even started listening. Maybe you've listened to hundreds of hours of these podcasts. Maybe you've even gotten some education to help you just have enough information to go and pull the trigger on these deals, but it didn't work out. And by the way, just so you know, not 100% of our deals worked out in our group either. A lot higher percentage than most every other group I know out there. Almost every group I've heard to that had people, you know, going into investments or they said, hey, here's people that we've invested with or recommended. Almost every group out there has had a higher percentage of failure than what our group has had. Ours is very, very low percentage, probably closer to like 5% or so. So that means 95% of the time people are investments that do what they hope, you know, at least pay something. So that's good, but it still can make you gun shy. And I've seen it with some of our clients too. They had like one or two deals that went south, or maybe they delayed paying out for, you know, they're not paying regular payments. So they're going to have to pay out maybe in a couple of years when they sell the property or whatever it might be. You know, that's, I get that. Like that creates a little bit of nervousness, but I'll tell you, man, if you let just that one thing stop you from taking advantage of it all, you will miss out. I can't tell you how much I wish I could go back in a time machine, go back to before the last recession and tell, I don't want to say little Chris, because he was the same height as me now, right? But just the 28, 29 year old Chris, hey, you need to prepare. There's a recession coming. Don't go gambling this. Don't gamble on that. Get liquid, get extra cash, and then only invest in these specific things. And in fact, have some cash ready because there's going to be even better investments too as time goes on. So get good cash flowing, steady investments, and then keep cash flowing it and make sure your income stays up. You know, don't cut off those streams of income like, you know, Garrett Gunnarsson told you to do so you'd be a team player. You know, oops, I just said his name. So yeah, you don't want to do that kind of stuff, right? I wish I could go back in time machine to do that so then I can gobble up the real estate from like 2010, 11, 12, 13. Don't you? And some of you might have. Maybe it was accidental. Maybe it was intentional. But I know I wish I could go back and do that. Guys, we're in that time right now. And yes, I know that there's a lot more that could happen recession-wise that can hurt. But don't let that stop you from opportunities. Don't let the fear because you've made some bad decisions stop you. Now, if you made some bad decisions because maybe you're in the wrong groups of people, you're surrounded by the wrong people, that's one thing. Well, then you might want to find a new group, right? That's why we've had more and more people come to us from other groups. But of course, they're gun shy. They're like, oh, but what if you're no different than them? Hey, the difference with them is like I was preaching against them from the beginning. I was saying, hey, good luck with that. You're probably going to get burned. And then the problem is then they got burned. And then now what's happening is that people are creating self-sabotaging behaviors by saying, yeah, but now I don't want to do anything. Well, don't let that stop you. Don't let any failure stop you. Let's be honest. You are a survivor. You have made it to this point in life for a reason. You've survived recessions. You've survived crashes. You survived probably job losses or different opportunities there. You've probably had personal situations. You probably had deaths in the family or people close to you, things that I may have never experienced myself, right? You've probably had all kinds of trials and tribulations you've had to overcome to be where you are today, but you're still here. So remember that right now. Now, sometimes ignorance is bliss. We got plenty of clients that are right now gobbling up investments. They're loving it right now because they don't have that fear, right? Because they didn't get burned by something. Well, don't let getting burned, getting hurt by something cause you to stop doing something. Instead, realize this is a lesson. What did I learn from it? What should I have not done? Maybe it was the person, like, you know, I always tell people that birds of a feather flock together. When people ask me, how do you find your deals? Well, it's because I first and foremost try to make sure that I'm a person of integrity. I try to make sure I do what I do. And it doesn't mean I'm perfect as I have my flaws. And I'm aware of those flaws. And as a result, that means I have to be careful of myself. But guess what? I like finding people just like me that way. People that know they're not perfect, but they still have good integrity. They want to make sure they do exactly what's right for people. And those, and they're not the people that you will see as the best marketers out there. They're the quiet people that go and make great money in real estate, and they just keep doing it over and over and over again. Some of them for 30, 35, 40 years, over and over, consistently always paying out. Does that mean it's guaranteed? No, of course not. But man, I much rather trust that person than the person that's all flashy that showed up from 2017 talking about how all the real estate they've done. When in reality, they're just amateurs, just trying to, but they're really good marketers that try to get a lot of money from you. And they're the people that you're going to hear about more often. However, when you get into certain circles and you get into the places where you find people that are good, salt of the earth people, people that want to do what's right for others, and they have a service mind. They're not driven by by greed or by money that way. They're really just driven because they want to do something because they think, one, they like what they do, they love it, and then two, they know that they can bless more lives with it. Those are the people I like to attract. Those are the people you should find, right? Whether you do it on your own or you have help, that's what you want to do. Right now is the perfect time to invest. I mean, I'm seeing deals right now. I'm getting into a deal right now that, you know, it doesn't pay a lot in the first year, but by the second year, the third year, it's predicted on a conservative level to get into the 20%+ range, right? Again, not guaranteed. It could be more, it could be less. It could do either, but it's at a point where I said, I cannot pass this deal up, because the funny thing is there's a lot of gun-shy people. So it left the opportunity open for me to step in, because those people that are scared right now, they're not going to be confident until the markets have already turned around and shifted, when people have already made the money. There is millions to be made. And either you're going to be that person, or you're going to be the person living in fear. They'll say, I wish I would have done this again. You might be that person saying that once more after you've already maybe said it before in your life. I'm not going to be that person again. I'm going to do the same thing. That's why I'm investing. That's why we're talking about turnkey properties more often, right? Because there's some definitely great opportunity there that people aren't seeing. You know, there's things in the oil and gas space. There's things in with land. There's things even in the lending space that's just so good to create good, stable income. And our clients are doing it every freaking day. I even just got an update seeing that, oh, the progress of some of our clients and where they're at. And some of them, like, I was shocked. I was like, whoa, you're already 50% to your financial freedom goal, right? Like, someone was like over 10,000 a month of passive income already. Others, they're like 700 a month. And I was like, I know they got more money. Why aren't they investing? Maybe they're scared. Maybe they're a little gun shy. They might need a little bit more coaching on and getting to that place where they feel confident again. That's the thing, guys. The time is now. And I'm here to tell you that I'm going to be looking back at 2024, and either you're going to be looking back with me saying, man, that was awesome, I'm glad I did it. Or you'd be like, I knew I should listen to Chris, and now it's 2026 and I just missed out. You're right. You could be either of those people. Hopefully you're the first one, not the second person. But you know, I know it's always perfect. The great thing is that whatever path you take, and you may not even be ready right now, like you might not even be financially ready. That's fine. Do whatever you need to do right now, because there's always abundance of opportunities. But I'm telling you, when the people are telling you that now's not a good time to invest, that's exactly the time to invest. Those are the times that I think are magical, because that's when you get in. Just like 2013, 2014, people were saying, don't get into real estate, it's going to crash again. And guess what? It did the exact opposite. It took off. Again, how many of you wish you would have got in 2014 or even 2015 to buy a bunch of real estate? We're there once more. So guys, you know, my challenge to you is just this. If you're living in fear right now, if you're holding back, don't let that be the reason that you miss out on freedom. Instead, be like what we're seeing with a lot of our clients, where they're actually taking that control in their hands. They're taking their own life in their hands, and they're creating that freedom right now, today. That's my challenge to you, is you have an opportunity to make something different, to make a different choice than what the masses are doing, because those masses go broke. It's those that are us in the minority that have the faith and the courage to take action and doing it in the right way. So then you don't have to worry so much about losing your money, but instead that you're actually able to take action and not just not lose money, but make a killing, to make great wealth that doesn't just bless you, but creates generational wealth for years to come. That is something that money cannot buy. It's something that comes through wisdom. It comes from you taking action and doing it. That's my challenge to you guys. Make it a wonderful and prosperous week right now, so you can make it a prosperous life. You have a great day. Thank you. Yes. Hey!
visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.